Welcome to the Walking Down Main Street podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Coasters and Castles Travel. Coasters and Castles Travel has travel advisors in more than 35 states. We call our travel advisors vacation specialists. Our advisors can have specialties from theme park travel, ocean and river cruises, and all-inclusive resort travel. Our advisors travel frequently to better get to know the destinations our guests would like to travel to and regularly keep up with destination training. Our advisors do not charge a planning fee, so it costs our clients no more to book with us than it would to book direct with the supplier. For more information, go to www.travelcnc.com. That's TRAVELCNC.com. For a no-cost, no-obligation quote, we can also be reached by phone at 844-422-8785. Let me introduce everyone. I am Lynn McAleeny, co-owner of Coasters and Castles Travel. We also have April Botta, co-owner of Coasters and Castles Travel.
Hi, everyone. So excited to be talking travel with you. And then we are also joined by Whitney Maddox. She is a senior vacation specialist with Coasters and Castles Travel.
Hello, friends.
We will be bringing you an episode each week. We will have topics related to Disney destinations, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, cruising, and fun and sun vacations. We love travel and want to share our experiences with you.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Walking Down Main Street podcast. We again want to thank everyone for liking, subscribing, and sharing, as well as if you are checking out the podcast versions and some of the vlogging on the Walking Down Main Street. We do appreciate those likes, shares, and subscribes as well. So we are going to be welcoming back Chrissy Legrano-Weinstein, the Senior Vacation Specialist with Coasters and Castles Travel. And we are going to talk sandals. So sorry, Chrissy, my bad.
No, you're good.
So welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to hear about your adventure. So we do have April and Whitney with us again today. So we're going to dig right in with Chrissy. And Chrissy was able to go to Sandals in Montego Bay this past weekend so that she could go through a travel agent familiarization trip where she got to check out the property and experience it. So Chrissy, let's start at the very beginning because I do want to make sure we cover some of the COVID stuff. Once you got approval from Sandals for the trip, what process did you have to go through?
So this for me was kind of an interesting learning experience because not only was it my first time at Sandals Montego Bay, but we had 8 days notice before we left. So this was all, kind of rushing to get our COVID test done and getting travel authorization for Jamaica. Jamaica, I've learned in this whole process, is phenomenal with COVID and safety measures. It was actually a little unnerving because we needed to, there are a lot of different days that things are required. So you need a COVID test less than 10 days before you travel. And then when you get the results back, no more than 5 days, but no less than 2 days before you travel, you have to apply for a travel authorization through the Jamaican Tourism Board and Department of Health. You fill out a pretty lengthy questionnaire. You do, it's almost like doing customs information as well on top of health questionnaire. Every person that travels over the age of two needs to, over the age of, yeah, I believe it's two, needs to do it. And that was, so I had to do mine and my husband had to do his. You can't do them together. So you have to upload your negative COVID test. It has to be the PCR test. It can't be a rapid test. And then within 48 hours, you're supposed to get a notification from Jamaica stating that you're authorized to travel. If you don't get that authorization, you can't even get on the plane. They check everything before you even embark on the plane. I was nervous waiting for that. I'm like a very detail oriented person, as I think most of us in the travel and like travel agents are. So for me, it was like every 10 minutes I was checking my email. Did I get it yet? Can I go? And at one point I got mine and my husband hadn't gotten his yet. And I called him at work and I was like, well, at least I'm going. and he was like, it was a lot. The lengths that they go to ensure that you're COVID negative coming into Jamaica and B, that you have no symptoms and everything before you even get on the plane, made me feel so much better that you're getting on a plane with people who aren't feeling sick. And that was huge for me. I'm sorry.
I don't think anyone said anything yet.
So it was a lot. Totally worth it.
The one thing I do have to add about that is that we do have some great partners with the Jamaican Tourism Board.
Yes.
So we were able to contact them and work with them to get that, ensure that that was put through in time.
Right. And I mean, we submitted our, we found out, well, Sandals had offered the opportunity on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday morning. I think it was Wednesday morning. And it was for the following Thursday. So it was literally 8 days. And by the time I had called my physician to get an order for the COVID test and get the COVID test, it was Friday. And at that point, I'm going, oh my God, like what happens if this doesn't come back in time? And we were very lucky that it came back over the weekend and I was able to submit the travel authorization request on Monday morning. We lived 2 hours from the airport that we were flying out of, and I had something to do extremely early in the morning, and our flight was very early in the morning. So we decided to drive over to Fort Lauderdale on Wednesday. So we were really kind of cutting it close, no matter what. And when we had gotten there, I was talking to a couple of other people, and they all said the same thing. That was the biggest nerve-wracking piece of it, was waiting for that. And it really does seem like 5 days, you're cutting it super close. So that's the one thing that I would tell people is don't overly panic, because I did that and I was crazed. But aside from having your travel advisor be able to help you by reaching out to the tourism board, I also emailed the email address that was on the "We received your travel authorization request," you know, and between the tourism board and contacts that we have as the agency, and then reaching out that way, it was finally, I was able to get it, and we were both able to go. So my husband was grateful.
I'm sure he was.
So what was the plane ride like?
So I know that you decided to take advantage of Club Mobe.
Because I am forever a travel advisor, and I live in Florida, for me, you know, so much of my traveling itself is either within the state of Florida or, I go visit family in New York, but with everything COVID related, I haven't really been anywhere for months. So for me, because I've been so wrapped up in watching and seeing what's going on, I decided to book JetBlue going to Jamaica and Southwest coming home, just so that I would get different feels for different airlines. And then when we were at the gate in Fort Lauderdale, trying to, you know, getting ready to fly to Jamaica, I sat near an American Airlines gate. And then coming home, I waited by a Delta flight. So I could kind of see the different processes, so that as, you know, travel opens up more and people are traveling more, I can kind of help, you know, kind of navigate that. But, I mean, that's just my own you know, you guys know that's how we think as travel advisors. So I flew JetBlue to Jamaica and I felt so safe. And I was obviously the most concerned about flying because, I mean, my husband has, you know, pre-existing health conditions. So for me, you know, getting on the plane was, oh my gosh, are we really doing this? But JetBlue was fabulous. We had purchased seats and we were sitting closer to the front of the airplane. So normally I expect the way we board to be, you know, you go on and you get your boarding group and your number and based on whatever. So I said, you know what, at this point, just whatever, it's fine. And whatever way they're going to board us, they're going to board us. JetBlue has this down to a science and they call from the back forward. So it's kind of like old school boarding. So they board you from the back. So it was like rows 24 to 20 and then rows 19 to 16. So as you're getting on the plane, you're not walking past people, which I don't think I even thought about before I went to get on the plane myself. And it was like, oh, I'm not walking past people and climbing over people. And, you know, so that was really very nice. JetBlue does keep the middle seat empty. And we weren't on a full flight anyway. I mean, we were leaving at 6 in the morning out of Fort Lauderdale. We were not on an extremely full flight, even with the middle seats being empty. It was really nice to have that. And then they are not doing typical, like JetBlue, you know, when they walk around, they've got the basket of snacks. They aren't offering that. They're offering prepackaged Ziploc bags of a small bottle of water, a bag of whole grain Cheez-Its, and a bag of cookies. So you don't have that choice, but you're still going to have something kind of nibble on or drink on the plane. So that was, for me, I was really glad we did Southwest going. JetBlue going. I felt super comfortable. I was very happy with JetBlue.
Okay. Now, I know you did Club Mobe.
I did.
And I did that when I went to Jamaica. And for me, especially going to Jamaica, it's a game changer. And that was pre-COVID.
Absolutely.
So I'm imagining it was really important now because I'm guessing that the custom lines were really long.
So, you know, I laugh. Matt is mortified traveling anywhere with me because I am not only like always looking and researching, I pick everyone's brains. So when we were on flight, I would talk to the flight attendants. When we landed, I was talking to the gate agent on the Jamaican end of the flight. And then we met with the Club Mobe rep. As we were walking, I was picking her brain. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I was thrilled to be in Jamaica for myself because it's Jamaica. And how do you not be excited to be in Jamaica? But when I said to her, you know, is it so nice that travel's coming back and are you guys getting busy again? And she said, we are busier than we were when we first opened back up in June. But now we're excited to get 8 flights a day. I mean, that's nothing. So they're still really hurting. And for somebody like me, you know, we're coming in and I don't know the Jamaican airport at all. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. So to have the Club Mobe rep there was fabulous because it was overwhelming. You know, it's overwhelming going into another country and going through customs to begin with. Adding the extra layer of, you know, you come out and everybody is coming at you with hand sanitizer and, you know, where you can go and what way you have to walk now. You know, so having that Club Mobe rep to get us through that was huge. They took our temperature 4 times from the time we boarded the plane to the time we got to the health questionnaire desk. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, you get your temperature taken before you get on the plane. You got your temperature taken as you were coming off the plane. They had personnel in the hallway taking your temperature again, writing it down on a piece of paper, and you had to bring the piece of paper with you to the health questionnaire desk. And then you had to sit down and you had to produce your travel authorization papers and your negative COVID test and, you know, your passport, obviously. You have to have all this. They ask you where you're staying. And from Montego Bay all along the coast to Negril is what they call the resilient corridor in Jamaica right now. And they're extremely strict with COVID there. You are not allowed to travel outside of the resilient corridor once you check in. So we were told when you get to your hotel and your resort, you can go within the resilient corridor.
Okay.
But only through approved tour operators or your resort. So like we could go, you know, you could go from Sandals Mobe to Sandals Royal Caribbean because it's a, you know, say it one, play it two. But you couldn't go to Ochi because they weren't in that same resilient corridor right there. It was definitely, it was a huge learning experience. And we did get, and I'm going to, I've been making a video all week of all my pictures and everything. And you do get, once you check in and do your health questionnaire, you get what they call a quarantine order. It tells you you have to stay in the resilient corridor. So, you know, we were quarantined in the resilient corridor until our flight home.
I'm surprised in a way that the resilient corridor goes all the way from there to Negril, but doesn't include Ochi. Because Ochi's closer.
It doesn't go around. Ochi's on the other side, though.
Yeah, I have to see a map. I can't pick
it. Right. So the way when I was, that was another thing I did. Like, I'm telling you, he is so mortified. Talk to everyone. I ask questions. I'm like, I get life stories of servers and I all the time. That's like the Disney in you. You get to know the cast members. I do that everywhere I go now. We did. Like, I was asking them as, you know, as things opened, are you getting more clientele? How is the resort full? Are you near capacity of where you want to be? And it was just amazing being there and talking to everybody. And they're so happy to have guests back. You know, that was the one thing that everybody said. We're just so excited to have you here. You know, I don't know who was more excited, me to be there or them to have us there.
I know from my experience, the Jamaican people are extremely nice anyway.
Absolutely.
And pre-COVID, they were super sweet, super helpful, and it was earnest. I never felt like they were trying to get something out of me or anything like that. But I also learned that 80% of their economy is travel, people traveling to Jamaica. So, you know, these people have to feed their families as well. And when there's no, you know, economic stuff going on because there's no travel,
right,
then, you know, they're all hurting. So I'm sure it's part of their natural being to be that friendly. But at the same time, they're also wanting people to come back so that,
absolutely,
you know, they can live without worrying about paying the mortgage, paying the food bill, right, and all that stuff. No, I know Whitney hasn't had. Go ahead. Sorry, Chrissy.
No. So back to the Club Mobe. That Club Mobe was worth every penny and more going to Jamaica. I don't know that I would ever travel back to Jamaica without getting Club Mobe on.
Yeah. And they have it for both that Club Mobe and they have, and I'm not going to remember the name of the other airport.
In
it's
Kingston.
Down the southern Kingston. Yeah. And
yes.
Then Club Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And it is worth doing it both ways, even though you'll find more benefit to the coming to Jamaica because of the customs part.
So what, that's just an add on and they like meet you there and help you.
So Club Mobe, we were laughing because, when I travel places, I drive or I schlep and I carry my own stuff. And they're standing there at the end of the gate with the little sign, you know, hi, Chrissy. And it's like, ooh. So they meet you, they walk you through. Now they walk you through the health area and customs. They have their own fast track lines through customs to get into the country. They accompany you to the baggage area, and then they bring you, sandals, couple, like all the different all-inclusives down there have their own little lounge areas in the arrivals section of the airport. Club Mobe has their own arrivals lounge as well. So we went to the sandals lounge because our transportation was going to be leaving in 10 minutes anyway. You can go to the Club Mobe lounge. There's Wi-Fi, there's food, there's drinks, so you can go in there when you arrive before your transportation to wherever you're going. Okay. And then on the way home, after you check into your airline, you check your bags, then you go to Club Mobe desk and you fast track through customs going home as well on the Jamaican side. So that, they check your passport, they make sure you're, doing all that. You go through, they have their own security area. So you're not in that whole, open air section of security. You're going through people who have only purchased the Club Mobe. And then they have a departures lounge. We did find that flying home, Club Mobe is significantly further from Southwest departures than other airlines in airport down there in Mobe. It's totally worth it. You walk in, you can have a drink, you can sit and chill out. There's Wi-Fi, there's not, free Wi-Fi all over the airport. Mm-hmm. So if you're there for 2.5 hours before your flight leaves, you can go down to the Club Mobe lounge, go up to Wi-Fi, have a drink. We grabbed like a quick sandwich, and sat there for a little bit, before the flight, before our plane even got to the gate. So it was definitely worth it. I would totally do it again both ways.
April, do you have another question?
So what was your transportation like getting to and from the resort? How far away was it?
So Sandals Mobe was 10 minutes in the van, maybe.
Oh, wow.
We got in the van and you can see Sandals as you're landing because it's legitimately at the end of the runway. So the only reason it takes you 10 to 15 minutes to get from walking out of the airport to the front of the resort is because you have to go around the airport.
Wow.
As you pull in to the main gate, if you were able to walk a runway, you could walk to the end of the runway and get to Sandals Montego Bay. It's right there. And
Did
it was funny because
it was noisy.
I'm from Rockaway Beach in Queens. So that's what I was just going to say. I'm 10, my whole life, I live 10 minutes from JFK. So I'm used to airplanes flying all over. It was not intrusive. It was literally, I think maybe there were 5 a day, and it's, super quick, just in and out. Nothing is overnight. So it really didn't bother us at all, which I was glad about because, you don't want to be, it did scare me when I was in the bathroom at one point because our room was literally looking, when walking in the front door of our room, we were at the end of the runway. So there was a plane take, like the first day we were there and I was in the bathroom unpacking, it echoed and I squealed because and Matt was like, Chris, it's an airplane. He's a big airplane geek though, so this was like huge. He loved it. It was, it took me one time to be, oh my God, that, it echoed in the bathroom. But other than that, like you don't really hear it, but you don't pay attention to it, if that makes any sense.
Okay, so I want to know about your room.
Oh my God. I want that room. Like,
I want that tub.
Oh, so, we walked in and being on an agent familiarization trip, Sandals calls it the educational experience. Normally it's very, packed days with, meetings and tours and trainings. And this, Sandals really wanted the agents to learn and explore and experience the resort. So this for me was, this is great because I'm going to go and I'm going to, get a resort tour and do the official travel agent things still really be able to enjoy the resort itself. They don't tell you what kind of room you're going to be in. So you don't know going in what room you have. So when we got there and we come out of the van, they're waiting and, you know, all these employees are standing there welcoming you and they're all excited to see you and you're all excited and your bags are sitting there and they take your name. They take your temperature. They take your name. They check you on their list. And then this woman comes over to us and she's like, okay, you can come with me. We can go check in this way. And I was like, but the check-in desk is over there. And she was like, no, we're going to Club Sandals to check you in.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh. So we were in a concierge club level room, which was super exciting. Because, not only were we able to then, you know, have room service 24 hours, like it was so much included in the club, so club level. You have a specific Club Sandals lounge area with your own concierge. You call them and they help you with dining reservations. You call them and they help you with beach cabana reservations, which let me tell you, greatest thing I've ever done. They, you know, you have your own check-in, check-out area. They have little mixers at the every day. They have a different activity in the lounge. You know, and club level rooms, we were on the second floor of a 3-story building in the beachfront villas area. And we did have an elevator in our building. There's a couple of buildings that don't have elevators that are 2 stories. But we had an elevator and we were on the second floor. We were overlooking all of the rooms. The door is on the back side of the building. And then your balcony overlooks the beach. So you literally get up in the morning and it's just staring at palm trees and beach. And the water was so clear and it's just beautiful. And then we have the Tranquility soaking tub. Which the running joke was, I'm so short, like getting in and out was amazing. But that Tranquility soaking tub is fabulous. There's a fan out on the balcony. And then there's a table and 2 chairs. We were overlooking the water. There were a couple of hammock kind of, you know, beach lounging areas. We were overlooking beach cabanas. We were far enough away from all of the main activity on the beach. We didn't hear like late night music and all that kind of stuff. So that was nice because we were still able to enjoy all of the resort goings on, but we were also able to enjoy the peace and quiet of the resort when we wanted it. But the club level room, Whitney, I have to tell you, we walked in. Bathroom is stunning, absolutely stunning. And it's like the little things. Like I live in a house, I've got an 18-year-old girl, I've got a 10-year-old boy, got a husband. You're lucky that the toilet paper rolls get replaced. They wrap the toilet paper rolls in ribbon. Like there's a little sandals ribbon tied with a bow around your toilet paper.
That's adorable. I
mean, come on. You know,
I really like that stuff. Lynn and April can attest to when we were at Riviera and I was like, oh my gosh, the toilet paper has like the Riviera emblem like embossed on it. Like, this is amazing. Like I took that home as a souvenir. That's how
I took the sandals toilet paper ribbon home.
I would have too.
We're on the same level here.
Right. So it's just beautiful and their products are amazing.
Maybe it's that we just really haven't been out that much because of 2020 and we're getting real like desperate with what makes us very excited.
I'm going
what
with.
What does it say about me if I would have done that anyway? Not even just COVID year. I would have done that anyway. Because I would have kept it. It's a free souvenir.
Yeah.
I would have kept it. But they have Red Lane Spa. So they have all their Red Lane Spa products are your body lotion, hair products. They leave little mini packages of Q-tips, little sewing kits, little shower caps, you know, so they really have thought of everything. And then as you walk in the room, there's plenty of drawer space. There's like you know, a double dresser. You have a lot of drawer space. The closet is fabulous. There's a huge golf umbrella, a sandals golf umbrella in the closet, which is great because it's Jamaica and it rains. So that was great to know that we had that if we needed it. There were robes in every room in the club level rooms. And then we opened a little mini fridge, full-size bottles, white wine, full-size bottle of red wine, red stripe beer, Coke, Sprite, you know, waters, juices, orange juice, fruit punch, stocked in the fridge. And then up top on the shelf are full-size bottles of liquor with pours on them already.
Oh my gosh.
And you will never
That's
live.
Insanity.
And you have not lived until you've had Jamaican rum.
I would never leave, ever. I would just move
you
there.
You haven't life. Lived until you've had Jamaican rum in Jamaica.
I need to know immediately, obviously.
So, I mean, we really, you know, it was just amazing. We did order breakfast one morning on checkout morning because it was just easier to do that. We did get a beach cabana on our full day.
She's a cabana queen.
That beach cabana, and you get a cabana concierge who by second time she came, she just showed up with the drinks that I wanted. She didn't even ask anymore. So, I mean, it really, they really, everybody that was there tries to get to know you and what you like. You know, we were, when we'd walk in for breakfast at Bayside Restaurant, there were the same couple of servers every morning we were there. They immediately turned, by morning two, they turned our coffee cups over for coffee. You know, like they knew what we wanted. So it was really nice. It reminded me of being on a cruise where your servers and the people that you interact with that work there really do make that effort to get to know you. So I loved it. Dinners were fabulous. We did Tokyo Joe's the first night. Second night, we did Bayside, which was a la carte French-inspired meals. And then the third night, we did the Italian restaurant. We didn't have a bad dinner. Not one complaint about any of our dinners. We're great. We did notice that if you want a leisurely dinner, you're not going to get that. It's just, there's too many people, you know, to kind of turn the tables over and, you know, you can't sit there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. You know, you kind of order everything at once. They bring you course by course. You're not sitting there for an hour and a half. Bars, the swim up bar by the pool, there's lounges and chase lounges and chairs everywhere. And everything is open air, which is one thing that I just loved. I loved being able to eat dinner and look at the water. I loved being able to sit out and have a drink and look at the water. It was just beautiful.
So I do have a question too about the club level lounge.
Yeah.
They have like snacks and stuff set up for you there too?
They do. All day long they have, you know, little cookies and treats and stuff all day long. At night they have, from what we saw, we were only there the three nights. Mm-hmm. It on the schedule, they had different activities and different themes every night. One of the nights we were there was like a fondue night where, you know, you went in and it was really cute.
I wondered if they were doing anything different with COVID. Like, you know, I know some places that do lounges are kind of doing more prepackaged stuff or.
They have everything kind of separated out and they have their employees serving it as opposed to you going up and picking it. It was the same for breakfast and lunch at the buffets. They had their, you know, employees serving. You'd tell them what you wanted and they'd just place it on your plate.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Now for the, you said there were certain tour operators. Was Island Roots one of the ones that was approved?
Island Roots was the only one approved.
The only one. Okay. I'm familiar with them. I did an excursion with them when we were down there and I know that they are.
They were great. Quite a few of the other agents had done something with them later that first afternoon. They had done some water sports and, you know, water activities. But we hadn't, you know, planned. We literally had 7 days. So it wasn't like we were, this wasn't a long planned trip. So we kind of just went with the flow. But Island Roots was one. Sandals, they do have Island Roots reps right there in the main area, in the main lobby area. So it's super easy to just add an excursion on. Another thing that Sandals did that I wanted to touch on was when it comes to dining. It used to be at Sandals Mobay and a lot of the other different Sandals and Beaches resorts, you didn't need reservations for quite a few of their dinner locations. But now, because they are social distancing and they are limiting capacity in restaurant locations, they are encouraging. It used to be like for Mobay, it was 2 out of 12 restaurants required dinner reservations. And now it's 10 out of 12 require dinner reservations. So, you know, whereas we had gone down there, like kind of not deciding, and we were just going to kind of go with it and see whatever we wanted to do as the day went on. When we got there, it was, you need to make a dinner reservation. So we did have to plan that kind of stuff our first day. Because we were the Club Sandals, we had a concierge that we were able to just call when we got to our room and our reservations with. Yeah, it was really amazing. They really really do a phenomenal job, Sandals. They really do.
Now, did you by any chance get a list of what is included in the non-club level rooms?
Yes. So in the non-club level rooms, there are no full bottles of liquor. You've still got the wine in the mini fridge. You've still got, you know, beer and soda. Room service is not included in entry level rooms. And entry level rooms, so the way they explained it was there's entry level rooms, Club Sandals, and then butler suites or butler rooms. So the entry level rooms are typically on the third floor. They don't have the full liquor bottles. They don't include room service. But I mean, for the most part, it's pretty much the same room. As of right now, I believe they said it was like 85% of the rooms at Mobay have been redone. They've been refurbished since 2015. They still have some to go. The way to know which rooms are refurbished or not, whether they're entry level or butler suites, is by the Tranquility tubs. So every room that has been refurbished has a Tranquility tub at Mobay. So if you see a room category that does not have a Tranquility tub, it just hasn't been refurbished yet. So that's a really good thing to kind of keep in mind, you know, as you're, you know, picking your room type with your travel advisor.
But if you want a cocktail, if you want a cocktail somewhere else, you can get it. It's just, you just don't get liquor in your room with the regular rooms.
Oh yeah, you can get, when I tell you, you can get them anywhere.
Whatever you want.
Yes, there are, you know, people that come to you on the lounges on the beach, at the pool, I help, you know, get you a drink. One thing that I'm not accustomed to is Sandals' no tipping policy.
Oh.
So all gratuities are included in your price in Sandals, no matter what room type you're in. So I owe it, like when we go on a cruise or we go anywhere, I always have a tip stash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a gratuity stash that I carry with me in cash. So I had a gratuity stash. Didn't need it. You know, like that's for me, that's huge because you don't, you know, if you have a butler, yes, you tip your butler. If you rent a beach cabana, yes, you tip the cabana concierge. You don't tip bartenders. You don't tip bell services. You don't tip, your servers at the restaurants. You don't tip housekeeping. Like it was unusual for me, but it was great because you go and you can just go. You know, everything is taken care of before you go. And that kind of stuff is really important to remember. And it's not just that they have a no tipping policy. The employees whose gratuities are included in your stay won't accept the tips because you know, they're not allowed to. So that was definitely something that I found interesting and super convenient, like, if you're going to go away. So, of course, because I had a tipping sketch, I had to go to the, you know, gift shop.
You didn't want to come home with all of your cash, you know?
You know, I had to do something with it. So, like, the butlers, butler rooms, you get two butlers per room, and they work from 7 in the morning to 10 at night. And they split the shift. So 7 in the morning to 2 to 3 in the afternoon, and then 2 in the afternoon to 10 at night. And you do tip them. Cabana concierge, you do tip if you do a beach cabana. But other than that, it's, you know, tipping is forbidden.
April, do you have any more questions?
I do. I do have a few. So what are there for activities around the resort? Yeah. Is it just kind of go and lay on the beach, or are there other things you can do?
No. They have so much. We actually, they have scuba diving, and you can actually get certified as a scuba diver in sandals. So you pay for the course and you can become a certified scuba diver when you're on your sandals vacation, which is super fun. They have snorkeling, they have banana boats, they have, oh my God, it's like never ending list of activities. And they are water and land activities. So if you're not a, you know, go hang out in the water and go fishing, or go hang out in the water and do a catamaran, they have different things to do on land as well. There's so much going on there. Now, it's amazing.
That's awesome. Now, are families allowed there?
Sandals, no. Sandals is an adult-only resort. And that was actually a big conversation piece with our sales reps when we were touring the property. Because Sandals is a very, very big wedding destination resort, you know, a lot of people don't want to leave kids out of family wedding. So Sandals will allow children to come on property an hour before wedding ceremony starts. And they're allowed to stay up to an hour after the reception ends. But other than that, there are no children allowed on the resort. And by children, I mean no under 21.
So
yeah, my daughter was pregnant and I couldn't bring her with me because she's only 18.
Oh, I was just going to say, so I know beaches is their like family resort.
Yes.
So is there some beaches properties that are close by there? Like what
is a beaches and a grill.
Okay.
So there is a beaches there. We actually did see a wedding happen on one of the over the water pavilions. Mm-hmm. And there were children, and you know, we were kind of peeking around, and one of the family members had said that they were staying at Beaches and a Grill. But I mean, that's an hour and a half away. So, you know, going back and forth it's a day trip. You know, if you're gonna go to a wedding in a Sandals property and you're staying in the beaches, not right there. One of the other things that we learned that they have, Lynn and April, agency owners, they have conference room and reception hall.
Ooh,
and their conference room, their conference room is included in your stay.
Ooh.
Yes,
so
it
if
is.
You wanted to have, if you wanted to have like a family reunion or a work trip,
An annual meeting. Trip.
An agent meeting. they have
nodding her head.
They have a conference room that when it's fully open, pre-COVID it was seating 150, post-COVID it seats up to 75. A food is included unless you know have some crazy, you know, kind of upscale, upgraded dining requests. So that's all included in the stay. Hint, hint.
Okay. I'm in.
So that,
it's on the list.
The room itself was great, to be honest. It was a lot of, they have tables set up. They've got, you know, the chairs, the tables, all of it. You know, you can have meetings, parties, whatever you want there. So all joking aside, we were picking their brain on that. They, like I said, it pre-COVID, it was 150 people. Now it's 75. We did learn that as well, that for the Over the Water Wedding Chapel, they did at one point seat 40, and now they're taking 20. They will make some exceptions. You know, if it's the same family and everybody will sign waivers and, but they, it doesn't seem to be the norm. They do half of the capacity for both the on land wedding chapel and the over water wedding chapel in an enclosed space.
Now for the food, next question. Now coming from a family of picky eaters, is there like American type food or is it, you know, really island food or?
Yeah. So, they have the 12 different restaurants that they have. They have an Italian, they have an English pub, they have, an Asian restaurant with cooked foods, and then they have a sushi restaurant. So I am not a huge sushi fan, but Matt is. So he would have preferred to go to the sushi restaurant, but we went to Tokyo Joe's. they have a huge array. Every menu has designations for gluten-free, lactose-free options. They have the vegan and vegetarian options as well in every menu.
How are they with food allergies?
They're actually really good. They ask you before you sit down, and then the server asks you again. And if you have concerns, they will have you speak to somebody in the kitchen.
Okay, that's always a very important thing, especially nowadays.
Absolutely.
Whitney, do you have another question? Go ahead, April.
No, Sandals deals in U.S. currency. So we didn't have anything. Everything was paid for in U.S. currency. Everything's priced in U.S. currency in the store. All the excursions are priced U.S. currency. You can, and they will exchange for whatever country you're in at the front desk. You can exchange money at, you know, whatever their specific exchange rate is. It was super easy. We had no issue at all.
Even when I was off property, we could buy things with U.S. dollars. Because I was at Moon Palace in Jamaica in January, and when we went off property, we could use U.S. dollars other places, okay. So that was nice.
Okay, yeah. So it's filtered, and you know, in the resort, it's not an issue. I live in Florida now, though, so I tend not to drink the water anywhere other than New York. But Timmy always says when we go home and see family in New York, he's like, oh, we can drink out of the sink now. He calls it sink water. He gets so excited. So little things, ladies. I didn't drink, you know, I'm not like I didn't brush my teeth, you know, I didn't fill up a glass from the sink and drink. That's one of the fabulous things about the Sandals rooms is you've always got bottled water in your fridge.
Yeah. When I was at Moon Palace, I didn't use a bottled water to brush my teeth. And I know when I went to India, I did have to do that. So we were not even advised that we're recommended to.
Yeah, we didn't have an issue. You know, I didn't see that there was an issue. Nobody said anything. I think it's just, you know, in Jamaica, I think we were fine, especially in the Sandals resort. I know it was filtered, but, you know, I just, living in Florida, you tend not to drink the water coming out of a faucet anyway.
Whitney, do you have any other questions?
Not really. I just need to go to Sandals, obviously.
Whitney's question is, when can we go?
That's my question. How do I make this happen for myself?
Do you have your Sandals login?
Right. I do. I actually booked my first Sandals client during this whole quarantine thing. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah, so they're going to Barbados next July. So yeah.
I think you need to go on there and take a look. I see some pretty fabulous things on there right now.
You do.
Yeah, I know. I'm scared to look, though.
No, don't be scared. Trust me. Look.
I got to tell you.
Bye. Bye, Phil.
If I could do it in 8 days, you can do it, too.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And April, you have all your questions, right?
I can't wait to go back.
So, April, you're going to now bring us the news. Oh, actually, before you do that, did you use Mobile Passport on your way back, Chrissy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I found when I came back, someone told me about that, and it made it so much easier, but it was a lot of people coming into customs in Florida when I landed in Fort Lauderdale. So, or was it Miami? I don't know. One of those two I flew out of. I don't remember. I flew into. So I found that was very, very helpful to have mobile passport. I bypassed the biggest line. It was a 2-hour wait to get through this long line. And I just walked through.
We actually flew out of Fort Lauderdale, but into Orlando.
Okay.
And it was definitely a smoother process than I expected. We also landed at like an off time. So It really wasn't bad.
Okay. Okay. So April, can you share the latest news with us?
Okay. We did have a little bit of news for the week. So in Walt Disney World, Winter Summerland Miniature Golf will be opening for a limited time. Disney will be adjusting their miniature golf offerings by reopening Winter Summerland Miniature Golf Course for a limited time from November 6th through January 30th. And during that time, they'll be temporarily closing Fantasia Gardens and Fairways Miniature Golf Course. So that will be closing as of November 6th. Then Fantasia Gardens and Fairways Miniature Golf will reopen as of January 31st. It is unknown if Winter Summerland will be closing on January 31st or not. Then if you're a fan of Chef Mickey's, you're going to want to head over there as of December 16th, because Mickey and his friends will be making an appearance to breakfast in the Disney's Contemporary Resort, and they'll be bringing some new items to the menu inspired by their favorite dishes. When Mickey and his friends return, the experience may look a little different, but you can still expect to smile, wave, and make unforgettable memories with some of your favorite characters as they parade through the restaurant in their chef's best. Reservations for Chef Mickey's character breakfast will open on October 17th, and it is based on availability. Disney Resort hotel guests can make dining reservations for up to 60 days in advance, plus their length of stay. So for up to 10 days for their length of stay. Then Frozen Ever After at Epcot will be going in for a small refurbishment time from November 2nd through November 6th. So if you are a fan of Frozen, you won't be able to ride the attraction during those days, but you will be able to see the sisters as they go through their Frozen cavalcade around the World Showcase. So listen for the music and hopefully you can catch their appearance. Universal Orlando has a great ticket offer right now. Buy a 2-park, 2-day ticket and get 3 days free. That's pretty amazing. The tickets can be purchased up until January 6th. And they must be used in full by December 31st, 2021. There are no blackout dates, and the ticket is non-refundable, non-transferable, and must be used by the same person all days. And again, the days must be completed by October 31st. So if you'd like more information, please reach out to your Coasters and Castles travel advisor. The Disneyland Resort has announced another delay in reopening. So guests with reservations up and until October 24th, 2020 are receiving notifications requesting for them to modify or cancel their stay at the Disneyland Resort. The California theme parks are still closed at this time. However, Downtown Disney is open. Then on the cruise front, Royal Caribbean has announced that all of their sailings for their fleet are suspended until November 30th, 2020. And Norwegian Cruise Line has also announced that all of their sailings across their fleet will be suspended through November 30th, 2020. And voyages on the Norwegian Star, Norwegian Dawn, and Norwegian Spirit are suspended through March 30th, 2021. And that's it for the happenings of the week.
Well, very good. I actually just heard on the news tonight, and we're recording this on Thursday, October 8th, that Royal is going to be doing some testing cruises where they're going to be just sailing out with their crew members, and crew members are going through a testing and a quarantine process on board. So it's kind of interesting to see what happens. I'll be happy to see those ships, you know, actually starting to do runs again, even if it's just with the crew members initially. So again, we want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. This will be airing on Wednesday, October 14th. And Chrissy, we do want to thank you for joining us again. Hopefully you'll be able to do so again. Again, thank you to all for your likes, shares, and subscribes. And don't forget that we're always looking to hear from you. So don't forget to message us and have a great night.
Just a reminder to be sure to check out the Walking Down Main Street blog. Many of the agents from Coasters and Castles Travel write articles and share fun information. That can be found on walkingdownmainstreet.com or by searching Walking Down Main Street on Facebook. We would love to hear from you. If there is a topic you would like to have us talk about, please feel free to email us at info@travelcnc.com. That's travelcnc.com. A quick note about our sponsor. Coasters and Castles Travel is a full-service travel agency that specializes in Disney destinations, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, ocean and river cruises, and all-inclusive resorts. The agency has been awarded the authorized Disney Vacation Planner status and the You Preferred Partner Program with Universal Studios. The agency was also honored with the President's Award with Travel Leaders in 2019. Minutes are precious, so until we meet again, enjoy them with your friends and family.